I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Political cartoons can raise an eyebrow, they can make you laugh out loud, or they can be deadly serious. For Israeli and Palestinian political cartoonists, there's an added layer, the day-to-day reality of living in a tense relationship with one another. We spoke with two cartoonists from the region. Khalil Abu Arafeh is an editorial cartoonist with the Palestinian newspaper Al-Quds. His work appears 7 days a week. Uri Fink is an Israeli political cartoonist, best known for the comic strip Zbang about a group of fictional Israeli teenagers. He's also the author of Tales from the Rajin Region, which is about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I asked Uri Fink, what's so funny about the conflict?
I think the best way to deal with it is to laugh about it. You know, there's a set job, actually, of the cartoonist, is to find the funny, not the funny, but the ridiculous thing and point them out. You know, we Jews, we've used humor to deal with our problems all throughout history, and that's, I think, a continuation of the same thing.
And Uri, I think it's important that our listeners kind of understand that in Israel, I mean, you're a really big deal. You do not just political editorial cartoons, but graphic novels and a strip called Zbang, which is about a group of Israeli teenagers. It's kind of in popularity like Doonesbury over there, right?
Doonesbury is indeed my inspiration and my idol. And also in Zbang. I mean, Zbang is my full-time job. Publish every week, and every week I do something about Israeli reality. And eventually, Zbang also deals with politics.
I was going to ask you, does Zbang deal with the Palestinian-Israeli conflict?
All the time. Yeah. There's suicide bombings. I have to relate to that in my comics, and every character of mine deals with this situation differently. I once got the most into trouble when one of my characters, who's very left-wing, she's called Sigal, she wanted to have a day of mourning, a national day of mourning for the election of Netanyahu. Mm. And that appeared in the magazine, you know, as she said it. And then I got my first letter from the prime minister's office. Naturally, my editor threw it to the garbage because it's nonsense, you know. Israel does free speech and nobody can do anything. But that's the only time I get into trouble. When in my regular strips, not my political strips, I use too much politics, then I get into trouble.
Let me turn to Khalil Abu Arafeh. Do you think that you could have drawn that cartoon of the woman wanting a day of mourning for the election of Netanyahu? I mean, as I look through a lot of your work, which we can see online, I notice that you're not that critical of Israel.
I'm critical of Israel. Israeli authority, I think it's very easy to criticize, but in a subtle way, without saying that there is a day of mourning, for example.
Here's a cartoon that you did where the people who have just killed the Palestinian people are representatives of Fatah and Hamas, the two parties of the Palestinian people. That's pretty harsh.
Yeah, it's harsh, but if you realize, I couldn't write even the name of these movements, Fatah or Hamas. It is some sort of symbolic cartoon that there was a battle between Fatah and Hamas, and the victims are the innocent Palestinian people.
Do you feel the pressure to make your cartoons kind of consistently pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel?
There is some sort of pressure, but my work is to criticize everything that I feel that it's wrong, whether it was through the Israeli policy or Palestinian policy. It's easier for me to criticize Israel. I'm not looking for making drawings cheering the Palestinian Authority.
Interestingly, Uri, I just found out that though the two of you work right there essentially in the same city, you hardly ever met. I mean, you see Khalil for the first time really here in Boston. And yet, I'm wondering if you hear anything in what Khalil was saying about the pressure he faces to kind of draw a certain way or skew his opinions a certain way. Do you feel the same way on your side?
I don't feel it directly. I mean, I have to be very sensitive to the Israeli way of thinking, the way of feeling. Because, you know, Israel and the Jewish people have a very complicated relationship with cartoons, you know. Ever since the 30s in Europe, the way they drew Jews, it was always very, you know, the nose, you know, the nose. I have a big problem with the nose. So every time I have to draw like a religious Jew, I have to pay attention on the nose. If I draw it too big, then everybody shouts Der Strömer. You know, Der Strömer was the Nazi newspaper. Don't draw a Strömer, Jude. So every time I have to draw religious Jews with all, sometimes you have to, if it's a politician or something, I have to give him like the smallest nose possible. It's like there's a big Swedish community of Jews somewhere that they all came to Israel.
But I mean, isn't that kind of the irony of the Mideast conflict that Palestinians and Israelis both have big noses?
Yes, you know, I was just saying that, you know, the ultimate anti-Semitic cartoon is Yasser Arafat. You know, he just looks like a Strömer Jude, you know? It's classic that this guy that looks like a Strömer Jude is giving us so
and
much
remind
trouble.
Us what that is.
Strömer Jude is the way the Jew looked in the Nazi cartoons, the Strömer Jude.
Khalil, your cartoons are very nuanced. Sometimes in them, I'm not even sure I get the joke. There's one that shows Israeli bulldozers about to destroy Palestinian tents in East Jerusalem. I mean, did Israelis actually destroy tents that belonged to Palestinians, or what's the joke?
In fact, it happens. The meaning is maybe you find it real and actual when you see or when you hear that Israeli bulldozers are destroying Palestinian houses. But it's ironic when you see that Israel is trying to destroy Palestinian tents. This is the idea. Palestinian people were obliged to live in these tents because their houses were demolished. So this is the irony.
Khalil, have you ever been censored?
Yeah, I have three censors in my work. Israeli military censorship, Palestinian, which is indirect, and Hamas, which is indirect too. What I have as a proof is some cartoons that were canceled by the Israeli military censorship. I have the stamp of the censor, and I'm very proud of these cartoons. But actually, this happened during the Intifada, when the situation in the Middle East was so critical, and the Israeli censor was very sensitive. He didn't want to hear anything about criticizing Israel, so he censored my work.
Uri, have you ever been censored?
Not by the government, of course. Sometimes I dwell in very dark humor, especially during times of war and suicide bombings. So once I was censored, a cartoon I did about the Israeli astronaut that was killed in the Colombia. Mm. I combined it with the period of suicide bombings, and I drew these people who pick up the body parts, and they get a call from NASA, and NASA says to them, "Houston, we have a problem." So this was a bit unsensitive.
That's tough, yeah.
So my editor censored me, and I'm fortunate he did at that time. You know, sometimes I get carried away. Sorry.
So primarily your audience is Israeli, and Khalil, your audience is Palestinian or Arabic and
that's
some parts
right.
of the Middle East.
That's right. But let me tell you one thing. You have here a cartoon about the Palestinian flag and Hamas is trying to take part of it.
Right.
This cartoon I made in 2006 after the Hamas go in Gaza. And my colleague Michel Kishka from Jerusalem, Israeli colleague, had made the same cartoon 2 years after. He didn't see my cartoon. Mm. But this was a proof that whether Palestinian or Israeli live, they have something common.
Khalil Abu Arafeh's editorial cartoons appear 7 days a week in the Palestinian newspaper Al-Quds. Uri Fink writes the comic strip Zbang about a group of fictional Israeli teenagers, and he's also the author of Tales from the Ragin Region. You can find cartoons by both gentlemen and watch Uri Fink do the impossible, turning a Hasidic Jew into Yasser Arafat at theworld.org. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.